This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In 1965, a famous Texan was standing at the foot of Lady Liberty in New York Harbor. He spoke of new immigration reform legislation this way. "The bill that we signed today," LBJ said, "is not a revolutionary bill. It does not affect the lives of millions. It will not reshape the structure of our daily lives or add importantly to either our wealth or our power." Looking back, Johnson's statement is remarkable because it proved so wrong, so wrote NPR's Jennifer Ludden, reporting back in 2006, as yet another conversation about immigration was a big part of the, well, Washington story. Right now, of course, Washington is embroiled in a new controversy over immigration and travel bans, and John Burnett, based for NPR right here in Texas, has been looking into how our attitudes about immigration have been changing of late. And John, you're reporting that this goes way beyond travel bans and some of the surface stuff, the executive actions that have been so much in the news of late. This is something bigger.
Well, actually, it's not only bigger, but it's being reflected in some new legislation brought forward in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. Two junior senators, Tom Cotton from Arkansas and David Perdue from Georgia, want to effectively take a dramatic turn away from the 65 Immigration Act that Lyndon Johnson signed that you just referenced. For 52 years, that's led to what critics call chain immigration. The largest category of green card holders now are these immediate family members who are brought in by their sponsors who are naturalized citizens here in the U.S. And so this new rule would say enough already. We want to stop it. We've got about a million new green card holders every year. We want to cut that down to half that, to 500,000. We really want to narrow the gate into the United States.
How much of this, though, is a profound rethinking of what immigration means to America? I mean, that's really what you seem to be suggesting in your reporting for NPR right now.
What it is a direct reflection and a riff off of Trumpism. President Trump had immigration front and center in his campaign from beginning to end. And in the U.S. Congress, they're saying now is our moment.
What do you think is actually pushing it? Are we talking about the economics of this picture? Are we talking about something that's more broadly cultural that's happening, a kind of a return to, well, immigration has always been a part of the American experience, this argument over how much is too many and that sort of thing.
And it's hard to get that balance of how many and of what type and from which countries, which is why they need to tweak it. But the proponents of a new direction in immigration say it's based on the fact that a lot of the workers coming in are low-skilled. They're competing with low-skilled American workers. Therefore, they're hurting the workplace. But there's just as many economic studies that would validate that position as would say that, well, the more immigrants you have, the more vital and creative is the American economy. So you can argue it either way.
You've been talking to a lot of experts. So you've been talking to lawmakers. In fact, a Texas lawmaker has been rather prominent voice in this conversation since at least the mid-90s.
That's right. It was Lamar Smith, a Republican congressman from here in San Antonio, Austin, the Hill Country, who was the last one to propose legislation to limit immigration. He told me he is considering being the sponsor of a companion bill in the House to go along with this bill that was introduced on Tuesday. And this is what he had to say about his thinking, that it's not just a question of economics, it's a question of that immigrant enclaves are growing too big.
I think when you have so many immigrants being admitted, they tend to cluster together. They tend to maybe be a little bit more slow in learning the English language, to becoming acculturated, to becoming what we think of as being patriotic Americans.
Is that a majoritarian feeling? I know that you hear a lot of those expressions of sentiment in Texas. What is your sense of where the population is at the moment?
You know, I think that some of the support for Donald Trump, David, was this very thing, that that these immigrant enclaves, and the ones in Texas would be certainly Spanish-speaking, feel like little outposts of a foreign nation, and they don't feel like America. And I think people are perturbed by that, and that may have fed into some of Trump's anti-immigrant support.
NPR's John Burnett is based in the Texas capital city. John, thanks so much for stopping by and talking with us.
You bet, David.